I love it. I love performing. I grew up in a performing environment. My mother was a singer, and she used to perform concerts at churches and colleges and universities. I remember my first audition, I sang and I got hired, and it was in The Sound of Music, and I was had the role of Sister Margareta. And when they got ready to take that show on the road, the producer said that he would love for me to go on the road with the company, but at that time he was very sensitive to the feelings that I would get around the country as far as the race is concerned. But in New York, I didn't have a problem, you know, at that time. And it's mostly covered, the racism, a little bit more than it is here in Jacksonville. I was a teacher when I first got out of college, and my degree is in early childhood and elementary education. I think the most challenging experience that I can remember here in Jacksonville was when I was teaching at San Mateo Elementary School, and it was Negro History Week at that time, and I taught a lesson about Leontine Price, who was performing at the Metropolitan Opera. I played one of her records, and I was teaching second grade at that time, and one of the second graders was so excited about the music, and she wrote a story and said, the music is so beautiful, it makes me cry happy tears. And she drew a picture of this woman with a brown face. And when she took that home, her mother became irate. She was very vivid with her description of not wanting me to teach. But the next morning, when I went to school, the principal called me in, and he reprimanded me and said that I should not say anything about a black person in my room, in my classroom, again. And I was just hurt and deeply hurt. I think Jacksonville is beautiful and growing. I'm glad to see Alvin Brown as our mayor and President Obama as our president. And de Blasio as the mayor of New York.
Major support for the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross is provided by Bank of America, the Coca-Cola Company, and McDonald's, the Ford Foundation, Dr. Georgette Bennett and Dr. Leonard Polonsky in memory of Rabbi Mark H. Tannenbaum, Richard Gilder, the Hutchins Family Foundation, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Support is also provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and PBS. Local sponsorship provided by the Hester Group and the Law Office of Craig Gibbs.